we turned from the elected official Shirley Azak to the candidate. And Shirley, of course, is one of three Democrats who will be on the ballot in just a few short weeks, running for that open 9th Plymouth District state rep seat, which is just, it's a chunk of Brockton. It's all Brockton compared to the other two seats that have kind of have their toe in Brockton, but also in other surrounding communities. And Shirley is one of those who is in the running for this on February 2nd, the primary. Of course, being one of three Democrats that are going to be on appearing on the ballot, and as you heard the story last Friday, nobody else will be on a ballot. So if anybody's going in to vote, what's going to happen is you're going to have to ask for a particular, it's a Republican or Green Party or whatever it may be, and they'll figure out what to do afterwards as far as somebody can get enough votes and be the top vote getter in order to be on the ballot with whoever the winning Democrat is. Talk to me about wanting to run for state rep. What was it about running for this seat that you said, you know what, I feel that I can do the most good serving as a state representative and serving the community of Brockton?
Well, this was an opportunity that everybody knows the story of how it came about. So we, it's about bringing our community to a different level. For me to be able to serve the city of Brockton and our community at the state level. Even though this is called state representative, you represent this chunk, and you said this chunk of Brockton. I think it's the heart of Brockton.
And about 40,000 constituents.
Yes,
yep.
And one of the reasons I'm for it is because it's all Brockton. It's all about Brockton for me. It's about bringing it forward, doing the best that I can for my community at the state level. And from day one, from when I was on the city council, I've worked on legislation, ordinances, working together with my my fellow colleagues to do what's best for the city. So this is just another way for me to work for the city of Brockton to at a different level and to do what's best for the community.
And you will, if you are fortunate on February 2nd and March 1st, you will look forward to, what will you look forward to doing during the short stint? Because you're basically just filling out the remainder of this term, which will end in November. And of course, I would imagine if you're successful, you're going to seek re-election. What do you feel are some of the things that you want to do up at the State House in regards to helping the city of Brockton?
The first thing is we mentioned earlier, it's Chapter 70 funding. We're not getting enough funding for our schools, and that's something that I'm going to advocate for. And education, I'm big on education, so that's where the next thing is, and I don't know which one's going to come first, but it may be the Downtown College Collaborative. I'm passionate about that. We need to bring in the College Collaborative, which is UMass, Massasoit and Bridgewater State College to our downtown. We've invested in our downtown, and we need to bring this college collaborative there to bring in a new life to our city. And my first days, if I'm successful, will be to make an appointment, sit down with our governor, and see what do we need to do. I know the question's been asked. I've been there. I've made sure that the question's been asked about the college collaborative, mm-hmm. but I think we just need to make sure we don't lose this. Brockton can't afford to lose the college collaborative.
Now, do you know as far as the behind the scenes, does the state actually own that building, the 121 Main Street? I believe that they own that now,
yes,
right?
Yes, I served on the real estate committee, and we did. When that came before us during the Patrick administration, we sat down and we sold the building to the state. So they do own it. It's there. So as far as the building goes, it's
we need to
done.
Take the next step.
Yes.
Because that will help, I think, as far as economic development in the downtown area. If you have, you know, you have a great purpose in order to have folks in the downtown area that got, having that education center there is going to spawn a jump start for businesses in the area, because those students who are going there are going to look, and the people who are working in that
Correct.
Building are going to look for places to eat. Maybe some of them might want to live in some of the developments that are popping up or being put together in the downtown area. And you want that. You want the foot traffic. And I think that's probably the one thing that the downtown area is lacking right now. And it doesn't have the same foot traffic it had back in the back in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. And I think that would be a great jump start. What else do you see other than that building as another avenue that you're going to look to tackle as a state representative?
Well, a lot of them, as a state representative, it's going to be about working together with my fellow colleagues. If I am elected, we would be the first all-female delegation. And right. I think that's exciting. And I think I work well. I know both of the other state representatives. Right. One I got a chance to serve with, Michelle Dubois, and Claire Cronin, I've gotten to know very well. We were supporters of hers during her election. So I'm looking forward to working together with them to see what the issues are and work on them together, because we do have some specific issues to the area, and some that are going to be statewide. So, I'm looking forward to working with them. So that my main goal is going to be education. Of course, there's the other issues, the opioid epidemic. I think we need to see what we need to do to really move forward to get the Brockton Drug Court. The epidemic is viewed differently, and I really think addiction really needs to be dealt with differently than it as a crime. So I'm looking forward to working on a drug court, see what we need to do to really, there is talk that it's coming, but what we need to do to just make things move a little quicker, get them done in a shorter period of time.
Okay, we are speaking with Brockton Ward 7 City Councilor Shirley Azak, who is also a candidate for that open 9th Plymouth District state rep seat. And just a quick announcement so folks know is actually the counselor is going to be kind enough to be here with the other two candidates next Monday night, as we are going to have one of WATD's patented political forums. And we're going to talk with them about the issues as far as running for this seat, what they feel are going to be the issues, whether it's short-term issues, long-term issues, some of their goals that they want to set as representatives of Brockton. Have you had anybody come to you, anybody who's aware of your candidacy for this seat, and come with some of the interaction you have had with residents and folks of that district who, have their thoughts on what the issues are and what they'd like to see you do if you're elected?
Well, I've had an enormous amount of support. I've had a lot of people that have contacted me and said that I need to run for this seat and to really represent the community. They feel that I would represent the community very well. As far as issues, at this level, we're dealing with a lot of the questions that are going to be on the ballots in the future, or whether it's, immigration. I mean, these are the immigration reform, education, early childhood in the city of Brockton, being able to offer early childhood care for families. So these are a lot of the issues that are out there that I'm working with and talking to them. And that's something that I pride myself on. I'm there to listen, to work with the different community members, and try to find a solution of how we can work together once if I am successful as their state representative. It's all about remembering who elected us into office and remembering their needs. It's not about my goals or my views. It's about ours. It's about our communities and our state. It's all of us together and what we can do for the betterment of our community. So there are many issues out there. They all seem to be very, they're all similar. They're all the general issues that you hear in the news. And I'm going to work together with them to see what's the best direction to go in.
Anything that I haven't asked you while we have just a couple of moments left with you that you want to make sure you touch upon before we give information as to how people can get involved with your campaign?
Definitely. One of the things that came up, and this comes back to the city council, I was one of the few city councils that voted for a different tax factor. When we set the tax factor, it was myself, Councilor Rodriguez, and Councilor Sullivan. When we prepare for our meetings, when I prepare for my meetings, I usually have the agenda. I already know the information. I pretty much know how I'm going to vote before I'm in there, before it comes up. Mm-hmm. And with the tax factor, I knew in advance which one would work best for the community. It was the tax factor of 1.64, which was voted against with the rest of our colleagues. And I'm a little disappointed because that's the best, that would have, there's an increase in our taxes. But when we set the tax factor, it indicates which, how much is the increase and who, where it's going to weigh, whether it's going to weigh on the residential side or the, you know, the commercial side. And the rate that I had voted on, that my other two colleagues voted with me on, was the best rate to keep it for the residential, so there isn't a huge increase, and for the commercials without a huge increase. It was most leveled tax factor. I've heard some other colleagues say, oh, this is a way to bring in, you know, to make it a look more appealing to business. But I'm a small business owner. I was going to mention that. Yes. And a few hundred dollars for a business, it's not a lot of money. But for a family that's struggling, it's different. So that's where I just haven't had a chance to really discuss that issue. I'm glad you asked me the question, because that's the one opportunity. I'm all about business. I'm all about opportunities. Mm-hmm. But we also need to make sure that our residents, the people that are, you know, that we're taking care of them also.
How are you getting your message out about your campaign? Do you have a website? Do you have social media? How can they find out more about you?
All of the
campaign?
Above. So first off, you can always contact me. I answer my phone.
She does.
I have a designated phone line for my campaign. And so that number is 508-840-7957. You can also email me at azacshirley, A-S-A-C-K, Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, @gmail.com. I have a website, which is, that's Shirley Azak, Shirley Azak, so it's my name once again, shirleyazak.com. That's the website. And there's also Facebook, which is Shirley Azak for State Representative, so that's a Facebook page. So you can reach out to me, contact me. I look forward to hearing from you and the different views. And if you'd like to help on the campaign, please call.
There she is, Ward 7 City Councilor from Brockton, Shirley Azak's been my guest, as well as Wynn Falwell, who we spoke with just a few short minutes ago. We'll look forward to seeing you back here next week with the other two candidates to talk about the issues, but we will look forward to having more conversations with you, whether it's as a state representative/city councilor or city councilor, any of the above. We look forward to having you back on.
Well, I look forward to being here, so thank you again.
You got it. You are listening to Monday Night Talk right here on 95.9 WATD. We're going to step aside just for a moment, but when we come back, more show. Don't go anywhere.